The heightened attention to homelessness and high housing costs continues to produce action in Oregon. The legislature is working on several bills related to housing, including a rent control bill. Meanwhile, Oregon Housing and Community Services, OHCS, just released a five-year plan for matching up the people of Oregon with housing. It addresses issues from homelessness and housing inequity to home ownership. The full title is Breaking New Ground, Oregon's Statewide Housing Plan 2019-2023. Kenny LaPointe is OHCS Assistant Director for Public Affairs and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeffrey.
Take us, if you would, a bit back in time to the spur to create the plan and the work that has gone into it.
Yeah, so we began the creation, the development of the Statewide Housing Plan back in early April 2018, we really started doing some development on it. Actually, 2017, we started doing development on the plan. We held a series of outreach sessions across the state of Oregon, probably about 40 outreach sessions, anywhere from, we were in Bend, Medford, Josephine County, Harney County, Ontario, LaGrand, Baker City. We really went out to hear from communities what they were seeing on the ground related to housing needs and how OHCS, Oregon Housing and Community Services, could target our investments towards those needs across the state. So we really did sort of a robust series of outreach sessions. And then we also conducted a series of focus groups across the state with clients who were accessing resources through our partner agencies or who were unable to access resources because of a variety of potential barriers or just lack of resources in general. So we combined that sort of qualitative analysis with some data for each county across the state to come up with a series of priorities, which is what you see published in the Statewide Housing Plan that was released on February 11th.
And there are indeed six priorities in there that we'll get to in turn: equity and racial justice, homelessness, permanent supportive housing, affordable rental housing, home ownership, and rural communities. I wanted to ask about just a general overview again here. The Margaret Salazar, the OHCS director, remarks in her introduction to the summary that there are 8,000 homes now in the affordable housing development pipeline, but I can't imagine 8,000 comes anywhere close to addressing the total number of a total amount of need.
Yeah, you're definitely right. We do have over 8,400 homes in our development pipeline today, which is about a little bit more than three times our sort of historic annual production. So it's a pretty significant increase. And I think it shows that the legislature, the Oregon legislature, has been committed to affordable housing. The governor has been committed to affordable housing. We received $80 million in local innovation and fast track housing resources during the last full session. And then we were able to triple the document recording fee during the 2018 short session. So we have been able to make some good progress. Right now, the statewide housing plan data shows that we have a shortage of about 85,000 homes in the state that would serve folks who are at extremely low income. So those who are below 30% of area median income. As you start to go up income levels, you end up with additional folks who are sort of left out and who are cost burdened or lack available affordable housing. But that sort of gives you the idea that, you know, that's a big number. 85,000 is a large number. And our goal over the next 5 years is to get 25,000 new homes through our development pipeline. So we're increasing our emphasis on affordable housing development, and we're really looking to the legislature to help us get some more resources there.
All right, so that answers one question. 5 years is not really enough to close that gap completely, but just to make a big dent in it anyway.
Definitely so. I think we're starting to be able to say that these numbers are no longer drop-in-the-bucket numbers. We're able to have an impact on the state's housing supply, and we're pretty excited about that, and we're excited about the governor's leadership on that front.
Kenny, you talked about the places around the state where people had a chance to give input. I'm curious to know if you got good-sized crowds at all of the venues or most of them.
We had very great support. in each of those outreach events. We would have anywhere from, I would say, 50 to 100 folks at each outreach event. It was more than just sort of our historical players in the affordable housing and homeless service industry. We were seeing a lot of folks from coordinated care organizations, from sort of early learning sectors, education systems. And, you know, I think this all goes back to the fact that we know that housing is the foundation for successful communities, allowing children to do well in school and allowing those with complex medical conditions to focus on personal wellness. And housing is just spilling over to these other sectors. And we're just seeing a lot of folks rally support for housing because they're recognizing that they cannot achieve the outcomes that they need to achieve if the households that they're trying to serve lack a safe, stable place to call home. And that's really the foundation to success in our communities. And that's where Oregon Housing and Community Services sees our role.
Kenny LaPointe is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's the Assistant Director for Public Affairs at Oregon Housing and Community Services, or OHCS. We're talking about the recently released five-year housing plan, breaking new ground, Oregon's statewide housing plan 2019 to 2023. We went through the six priorities already briefly. We'll get into them in depth, and we welcome your phone calls and emails about housing in the state of Oregon or wherever you live and your thoughts about what might be done to improve the situation so that more people get into more houses that they can afford. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. Typically, though, Kenny, how much is OHCS empowered by the legislature to address the housing shortage? I mean, do you have the power to order new construction or anything like that?
We have significant power through a number of different programs. We run the federal low-income housing tax credit program, so those are obviously federal resources. Oregon, again, has really stepped up in the legislature and allocated additional dollars for us to build more affordable housing across the state. And like I said, in 2017, full legislative session, we received $80 million in LIFT resources, or Local Innovation and Fast Track Housing. We received another $50 million in resources to address homelessness. We're in the middle of legislative session right now. The governor has come out with a very ambitious, aspirational agency budget and housing policy agenda that includes over $400 million in resources to go to address the affordable housing and homeless needs of Oregonians. And it fits into the six priorities that you briefly mentioned before that are in the statewide housing plan. So the Oregon does have the ability to take its resources and leverage additional federal dollars into the state. I don't think that I could say that the legislature should be the only ones doing it. I think the federal government needs to step up more nationwide and provide resources to states to address homelessness and the housing crisis that we are seeing across the entire country.
All right. Yeah, certainly some HUD money involved in this whole process. Is the federal money you're talking about, I would presume.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so let's talk about the six priorities then. Again, equity and racial justice, homelessness, permanent supportive housing, affordable rental housing, home ownership, and rural communities. And the mission statement for the equity and racial justice is to advance equity and racial justice by identifying and addressing institutional and systemic barriers that have created and perpetuated patterns of disparity in housing and economic prosperity. Is this considered a major issue in Oregon that people are being discriminated against in housing?
It's definitely a major issue, and we see that through the income gap in Oregon. African-American households, the data shows that they make on average annually $20,000 less than white households. That's a pretty significant income gap. In addition, we know that African-American populations are historically more impacted by homelessness. So homeless rates for African-American households, individuals, are 11%, while 3% for white households. In addition, households with an American Indian household member are 13% more likely to experience homelessness. So we are definitely seeing some disparities there across the system. We have a lot of work to do in this area. Poverty rates are also impacting those populations as well. And so we're taking a big step to look at just how our policies are generated, what we're doing to advance racial equity, how we're using our resources to increase homeownership opportunities for communities of color. That's another area where we're going to have a huge focus, with the homeownership rate for white households in Oregon being 63% and the homeownership rate for African American households being 30%. You obviously have a huge gap there, and that creates a disparity in the system, and we want to address that. We want to take a look at our policies. We're doing this work at our agency level, which is, it's very difficult work, but it's a big step in the right direction, and we know we can make some significant progress.
Wow, that is a big disparity in ownership, 63% white and 30% non-white.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a huge difference. Let's talk about homelessness then, and the goal here is to build a coordinated and concerted statewide effort to prevent and end homelessness with a focus on ending unsheltered homelessness of Oregon's children and veterans. What are some of the components of the plan for homelessness?
Yeah, so we work across the state with community action agencies who really help sort of bolster the homeless system and work with continuums of care. Work with their local communities. You know, we have folks down in Southern Oregon, such as Access, who is your community action agency, who works closely with the continuum of care. Also, UCAN and Josephine and Douglas counties, who are working tightly with the community to address homelessness. So we're providing more resources for those agencies to sort of do that coordinated effort. We have recently launched, on Veterans Day, actually, we launched an Ending Veteran Homelessness Initiative called Operation Welcome Home, and that's really going to be sort of running through the end of this year. And the total goal for the state is that during that time frame, we're looking to end homelessness for 500 currently homeless veterans. UCAN in Josephine and Douglas County is leading that effort down there, and Access in Jackson County is also leading the effort in that area. We've got some pretty bad data sets here where it shows that we have the second highest rate of people experiencing unsheltered homelessness in the nation in mm-hmm. the state of Oregon. We have the highest rate of homelessness among families with children in the nation. We have over 14,000 or nearly 14,000 homeless individuals across the state, from our point in time count. 633 of those are in Jackson County. In Oregon Housing and Community Services opinion, one individual experiencing homelessness is not acceptable. And our homeless school count is pretty high. And also an unacceptable number. We need to address housing instability and homelessness for veterans and students experiencing homelessness if we're going to really make some progress. And that's sort of why we have set out those specific population targets around veterans and unsheltered children. So we're really looking to focus our resources in that area and continue to serve folks across the spectrum.
Which leads us to the third priority within the Breaking New Ground Oregon statewide housing plan, which is permanent supportive housing. Just a brief definition of that, please.
Yeah, permanent supportive housing is lease-based housing that's not time-limited. It has wraparound services to ensure that those who are living in the permanently supportive homes are able to be successful. It's kind of a without the housing, the services would not be successful, and without the services, the housing has the potential to not be successful. So it's a best practice that's used in many areas of the country where they have been able to make some significant progress on addressing chronic homelessness. Typically, permanent supportive housing is targeted to your very low-income households who have experienced homelessness or who are experiencing homelessness. Permanent supportive housing has had a number of studies across the nation done on it, and there is significant savings to public systems based off of those studies. As an example, normally an emergency room visit at a low cost would be about $500 for an ER visit, whereas permanent supportive housing is $59 to $64 per night. Also, a stay in county jail overnight is roughly $125, again, whereas permanent supportive housing would be $59 to $64. So we know that providing these types of interventions will really help reduce the societal costs of homelessness. And we're excited to take on this initiative. This is really the first time Oregon Housing and Community Services has utilized its resources to provide permanent supportive housing in the state. We do show that we have a need for over 12,000 units of permanent supportive housing in Oregon. Our goal over the next 5 years is to do 1,000 permanently supportive homes. It's a big step in the right direction for us, but it is a small percentage of the overall need. We're looking forward to seeing how that really advances. And the governor's agency budget request right now is at $50 million for permanent supportive housing, and that money comes with rental assistance and services that would be offered through a partnership with the Oregon Health Authority, the state's Medicaid agency. So we're looking forward to that partnership and really getting to that goal of 1,000 permanent supportive housing units.
We're talking about Oregon's five-year statewide housing plan called Breaking New Ground with Kenny LaPointe, the Oregon Housing and Community Services Assistant Director for Public Affairs. Here's a phone call from Don in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, Jeff, and your guest. I don't know. I came here escaping what was happening in California. I couldn't stand to see Westwood, which I grew up in, going the way it did. And one of the things I ended up doing was getting a master's in planning and architecture from the University of Oregon. I eventually served as an assistant planner. I was working in LA as an architect also, and ended up as director of planning for Santa Fe. And when I came back to Oregon to work in architecture and planning, Tom McCall was the governor. I think he would be appalled at the idea of breaking new ground. I think that's exactly why I came to Oregon, is because of what it wasn't yet. And even though my crazy kids love Southern California now, the house that my father built for a certain amount is now, the property taxes are more, almost twice as much as the original cost of the building. I think the solution to the problem we're having is not more housing, but fewer people. And I know this goes against, you're trying to help people, and I understand that and I respect it. But if you look ahead, if you're planning, you have to think of what it's going to become. And I like Oregon the way it was. It's getting in Eugene, even. We're seeing money coming, flowing in. We're seeing people flowing in. And I liked it better before. Well, except for the basketball.
But you can't stop people from moving in, can you, Don?
Well, I don't know. I guess Switzerland does. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I respect what you're doing, but I think you should think about the future, if you can imagine what it's going to be like. And I don't know how you do that. It's a tough problem. I'm glad you're facing up to it, and I wish you well. But read the words of Tom McCall, who saved our beaches, who prevented urban sprawl, and the cost of larger cities is much higher per person than it is for the average city, which is, 100,000 or so.
All right, so Tom McCall talked about visit but don't stay. Thanks for the thoughts, Don. Appreciate that. I mean, I know this is a five-year plan, but Kenny, is there some sort of overall master plan that looks at the population changes in Oregon and perhaps a decline, as some people have predicted, by mid-century?
Well, first of all, thank you, Don, for your comments and question. I want to emphasize the title of the plan. First of all, the Breaking New Ground title. So this title is more relevant to the evolution of our agency at the state level. So I think we're really embarking on a new era for Oregon Housing and Community Services, an era in which we're going to be conducting business differently. We're going to be taking proactive, flexible, and intentional approaches and really stepping up to be leaders, the leaders that Oregon, I think, needs us to be right now. and we'll be leading through partnerships. I think one of those partnerships is with the Department of Land Conservation and Development. So we have a very tight relationship with that agency at the state level, and we're working to address the housing needs of the state in partnership with them and in partnership with other state agencies like the Oregon Health Authority, Department of Human Services. We have a lot of resources that can be leveraged together. And if we continue or if we silo our work, we're not going to be as effective as we need to be in achieving the outcomes we need to be achieving. And so that title, Breaking New Ground, is really talking about us as an agency doing our business differently. So I do want to emphasize that. And in the development of the plan, as we took a look at the data, we were trying to look at sort of trends that we were seeing in population growth that's definitely addressed. Our agency does not have the ability to address the influx of folks coming in from all over the country. What we are trying to do is address the housing needs of Oregonians. So that's really where we're placing our emphasis here. And trying to partner with other state agencies who could really help us get to the outcomes we need to get to.
All right, we're going to have to skip past the last three priorities here, but they're big ones. Affordable rental housing, home ownership, and support for rural communities are the last three of the six priorities within Breaking New Ground, Oregon's statewide housing plan 2019 to 2023. It's all available online at the OHCS website at oregon.gov. Kenny LaPointe is OHCS, the Oregon Housing and Community Services Department's Assistant Director for Public Affairs. Thank you for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the plan.
Thanks for having me, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.